Ang ating pagbasa ay mula sa sumulat ng Ebanghelyo ni San Mateo. Babasahin natin ang 14 na berso hanggang sa 16 na berso mula sa 5 kabanata. Ating babasahin sa Filipino Standard Version. Kayo ang ilaw ng sanlibutan. Hindi maikukubli ang isang lungsod na itinayo sa ibabaw ng isang burol. Hindi nagsisindi ng ilawan ang mga tao at ilalagay lamang sa ilalim ng isang takalan. Sa halip, ilalagay ito sa ibabaw ng isang patungan nang sa gayoy magbigay liwanag ito sa lahat ng nasa bahay. Sa gayon ding paraan ay paliwanagin ninyo ang inyong ilaw sa harap ng mga tao upang makita nila ang inyong mabubuting gawa at luwalhatiin ng inyong amang nasa langit. Diwang banal ating dinggin.
Kanyang magsalita ng paghilom at paghamon ating tugtin.
So we continue with our Season of Rainbows and Pride Month series with a famous reading today from the Gospel of Matthew. No? Famous na reading. At sabi ko nga kanina, palagi yan pag sa mga traditional mainstream churches, magkasama yung verse naman before that, which is salt. You are the salt of the world. If the salt loses his flavor, ano pang silbi niya? Parang ganyan. No? Tapos ito. So for today, we will interpret this verse about light a little differently in the context of queer struggle and fighting for our rights, no? At actually, itong reading natin today para next week 'yan. Pinagbaliktad ko yung next week saka today kasi na-realize ko mas seamless, no, kung pag mas maganda yung daloy pag pinagbaliktad. Ayan. So for fighting our queer struggle, fighting for our rights. So sabi ni Jesus diyan sa verse na yan sa Matthew, you are the light of the world. Kayo ang liwanag ng daigdig. Remember that Matthew was writing the Jesus story, and this particular teaching about light in the context of the persecution of Rome. No? And their separation from the Jewish community after the destruction of Jerusalem. Review again, ang Gospel of Matthew ay sinulat year 80 or approximately year 80 or 90. No? Yung approximation na yun. And during that time, pinipersecute ang and Jews kasi nag-aklas ang mga, nagkaroon ng Jewish revolt, pinahirapan nila yung future emperor, hindi pa siya emperor, general pa lang siya. Sobrang pinahirapan ng Jewish revolution yung mga Romans. No? It took several years bago tuluyang natalo ng Rome ang Jewish revolt at imasakir ang buong Jerusalem at wasakin ang templo. No? So, after noon, galit na galit ang mga Romans at lalo na future emperor yun si Titus. So, pinersecute ang Jews. Tapos at that time, hindi pa separate yung identity ng Jews and Christians. No? Kaya, so nung sinulat ni Matthew yung kanyang writings, the story of Jesus and mga teachings ni Jesus, sinulat ni Matthew, it was a time na pinipersecute ang Jews and Christians as one group. At dahil pinipersecute sila as one group, nagsiseparate na rin, yun yung nagsistart na magseparate ang Jews and Christians. So yan ang konteksto. So when Matthew writes about Jesus saying, you are the light of the world, this is also specifically telling the persecuted Christians, you are the light of the world sa kabila ng lahat ng violence na nararanasan ninyo. Sa kabila ng lahat ng violence ng isang occupying government of Rome. And despite being excluded by the Jewish community, patuloy kayong magliwanag sa kabila ng lahat ng ito. Huwag niyong itago ang liwanag niyo. Let your light shine for everyone to see, even in the midst of violence and persecution. Huwag kayong matakot na magningning at patuloy na magliwanag sa mundong nababalot ng dilim at lagim. Yun ang konteksto at intensyon ni Matthew, writing about the teaching of Jesus, the sayings of Jesus, that you are the light of the world. Jesus in the Gospels tells us, pagliwanagin niyo ang inyong mga ilaw sa harap ng mga tao upang makita nila ang inyong mabubuting gawa. And when Jesus speaks this through the written Gospel of Matthew, it is always addressed to a group of people or community. Okay? Therefore, as Jesus was telling this to the crowd, the author of Matthew is writing this for his Jewish Christian community. So are we being told of this both as individuals and as community of mostly queer Christians of today. Haba, running sentence na naman ako. Ang tawag dyan? So, ina-address, pag sinabi ni Jesus na kayo ang liwanag ng mundo, ina-address na yon sa atin bilang community. First and foremost. Okay? And then, pangalawa, as individuals. Walang almost 90% of the Bible is always addressed to groups of people. No? So, kaya medyo masakit sa tenga pag ang teaching sa ibang simbahan palaging individual at personal. At personal Lord and Savior mo si Jesus Christ. Ikaw lang palang anak ni Jesus. Diba? Hindi ganun yun. It's always addressed to community. So kayo ang liwanag ng mundo as community. And then as individual, secondly. Okay? So to continue fighting for our rights, kasi 30 years of pride, ino-honor yun ng MCC, ng Open Table, kasi MCC Manila and sino yung isa? Pro-Gay Philippines. Anong date? 4. Yan. Very good. Alam ang kasaysayan. Nang unang nagmarcha, ang mga, again, dati wala pa yung acronym o hindi pa laganap na ginagamit yung acronym na LGBT. Okay, so when in the ancient times, when in the 80s, in gay years, no? In the 80s and early 90s, pag sinab, actually in the 80s, gay pa nga lang the word gay. Yung word na lesbian, hindi pa masyado. And then early 90s, pumasok ang gay and lesbian. Okay? So ginagamit nila yung term as for all gender minorities and sex minorities, no? And then as years go by, nadadagdagan nga, 'di ba? Yung sabi nila, ano, lahat na ng alphabet, may ganung chika. No? So but it refers to the same. It refers to our community kahit wala pa yung terminology or yung acronym. Okay? Side note 'yon. So 30 years ago, nagmarcha ang ating mga lola sa Quezon Avenue ba? And then papuntang Circle, hinarang pa sila ng police kasi walang permit noon . No, pero inalaw sila, nagmisa at nagprograma sa Quezon City Circle. No, at ang banner nila ay Gays and Lesbians Unite, Fight for Our Rights. Yan. So it's the first time, and for MCC, of course, it's our legacy. We honor and we proclaim it's the first Pride March in the Philippines in 1994. May nauna nung 1992. Ayan. Oo. Merong nangyari noong 1992. Ayan. Si Oscar Atadero to. Si Hill. Guillermo Tansenko. Uh-uh. Ayan. O, balik-balik, sentro-sentro. So, noong 1992, at ito pala, historical, kasi disputed yan, ha? Disputed na may mga grupo sa LGBT network who does not recognize the 1994 as the first pride. Okay? Ang gusto nila yung 1996. Hindi, 1996. Yung 1992 was lesbian, tinatawag na lesbian collective marching for Women's Month and the Women's March of that year. So, we recognize that it's the first attempt of queer women, lesbian women, to march. Okay? Pero kasi it's queer women marching and finding their space in the women's movement. Diba? So, technically, hindi mo siya makukonsider as pride. We can interpret it still as pride. Pero hindi siya necessarily pride march in the legacy of Pride March. No? Kasi ang Pride March, part din ng history to, after Stonewall Uprising noong 1969, the following year, 1970, inumpisahan ang mga tinatawag na Pride Marches. No? Ang isang Pride March na ginawa sa Los Angeles, Christopher Street, ay inorganize din ng MCC Los Angeles. And lahat ng Pride Marches of that year was to commemorate Stonewall of the previous year. No? So, yung 1994 Pride March, at nakahanap tayo ng historical record sa archive, digital archives ng MCC at pati sa ano ni Father Richard, kaya natin nire-recognize to as the first Pride March kasi nung bago yung buwan na yan, March, dumating yung unang Asian bishop ng MCC. Bumisita dito. At siya pala ang nagsabi, si Bishop Hong Tan, siya ang nagsabi, bakit hindi kayo mag-Pride March dahil 25th anniversary ng Stonewall? Na-i-archive yung pag-visit niyang yun. No? So, very intentional talaga that the 1994 Pride March is a Pride March. And in commemoration of Stonewall. No? And then, it is a march of queer people, LGBT, by LGBT, for LGBT. And not for anything else or any other concern. Okay? And then, intersectional siya. Meaning, hindi siya lang just about... So, it's by LGBT, for LGBT rights. Malinaw dun sa ano... But it is also economic oppression, economic struggles, no? So yung sinasabing intersectional oppression and liberation. Okay? Ayan. Haba na side chika sa history. So anyway, so nire-recognize natin yan as the first Pride March. But I will honor and say not everyone in the LGBT community recognizes that. Okay? Tapos pinag-aaway pa. Ito yung medyo hindi ko bet eh. Pinag-aaway yung 1994 saka 1992 for the issue, 'di ba? So anyway, 'yon kung ayaw nilang tanggapin na 1994 ang Pride March, well, nasa kanila 'yon. But for MCC, we will always proclaim and say it's the first Pride March while at the same time recognizing that the first Pride within the Women's Month is 1992. Okay? So fight for our rights. Yan ang chika. At natin today, for MCC, yung ating preaching. So to continue fighting for our rights, we need to shine our light and help others shine theirs. Ano yung kanta ni Regine? Pride na pride talaga, Ate Regine. Sige. Oh. Walang tatawa mamaya, ha? Yan ang kanta sa communion. Okay. So fight for our rights, let your light shine and others shine. So hindi lang maging woke at magpa-woke, magningning at magpa-ningning as well. So how do we do this? Tatlong bagay. Una, developing yourself. Na dalawa ang i-discuss ko, develop your character and develop your skills. No? Second, paano magningning at magpaningning? Know when to shine and not to shine within the larger movement. And last, pangatlo, let others shine beside you and after you. Okay? So doon tayo una, sa una, developing yourself. Kung kaya naman nating magningning at magliwanag ng maganda, makulay, at kung scented pa, diba? Scented candle, social, why not? Huwag tayong makontentong magliwanag bilang cheap or poor quality na kandila o lampara. And when I say cheap, I don't mean that in terms of economic or being anti-poor. Hindi, Diyos ko, hindi tayo anti-poor dito, ha? What I mean of cheap is in terms of quality. No, quality. Quality, high quality candle, ganyan. That burns in terms of character and skills. Kung tayo na rin naman ay magliliwanag, dapat magliwanag tayo ng maayos at maganda. Hindi makalat at hindi masakit sa mata. Hindi rin fireworks lang na isang beses bombastic at maingay, pero panandali ang pa-show-show lang. To shine, you have to develop two things about you. Character, which includes values, and then skills, which includes critical thinking. Amen? Amen. So mga akla, develop your character and values. Because only those with good character and firm values will ultimately shine without much effort. People will naturally see you shine when you have developed a good character and values. No? Alam ko medyo loaded yung word na character at values at parang na-hijack din siya ng mga conservative Christians. Okay? But I do not mean character the way that they say or values the way that they say, no? Sige. Mabuting pagkatao, asal, at pakikipagkapwa, including professionalism. Sa lahat ng mga bagay na inyong ginagawa, sa personal, sa pamilya, sa jowa, at mga kaibigan, sa trabaho, sa community, sa ministry, at sa advocacy. A solid character will also be the source and the core of your inner strength and resilience when bad things happen. When you fail, when you commit mistakes or make wrong decisions. You know? A person with good character will have, yung character niya, yung values niya will be a source of strength in times na mahirap. Sabi nga doon, in times of persecution. Diba? In times, even in times na nagkamali ka. In times na may mali kang desisyon or ginawa. A solid character will also be the source and core of your inner strength and resilience when bad things happen. Sa mabuting character, huhugutin ang lakas ng loob at tapang sa naharapin ang mga tsakang pangyayari sa ating buhay at mga ginagawa. Ang gustong magliwanag agad-agad pero hindi nagde-develop ng character at values will eventually face a lot of problems and hardships because the lack of character and values in leadership or anywhere will ultimately show ego, selfish motives, and intentions that wish to only exploit others. Part of developing character and values is having the self-awareness of your own imperfections and tendencies so that you can manage or mitigate them. Pag sinabing good character, hindi ibig sabihin nun hindi ka na nagkakamali. Pag sinabing integrity, pag-usapan to before. Pag sinabi integrity, hindi ibig sabihin no, never kang magkakamali at never mag-integrity mo. You know? But how do you maintain integrity or good character when you have committed a mistake or a wrong decision? Or saying things or doing things na medyo outside of integrity? How do you recover integrity and good character? Accountability. People maintain good character and integrity if you admit, sorry, nagkamali ako. Sorry, I've said or behave unbecoming of a leader. Then you keep good character intact. And awareness, yun. Awareness of our own imperfection and tendencies. Kasi pag aware ka sa sarili mong imperfection, at yung mga tendencies mong, mga kagagahan mo sa buhay, pag nakikita mo at alam mo yung mga patterns mo, then you can mitigate and you can catch yourself, no, on those things. Part of developing character is finding the inner strength to admit mistakes and failures, and when you do, to overcome them and try again. Developing character and values is also developing patience and calmness. Not to be reactive, but rather respond to both negative and positive situations intelligibly. Part ng development ng character ay dapat, ano yung chika natin dito, mga mothers? No, pag nabubwisit ka, dapat ganyan lang. Dear, di ba? Kasi, pag ano ka, yung warla, di ba? Hindi pa tayo masyado nag-develop ng character niya, no? Pag warla ng bonggam-bongga. Na-chika na to before, di ba? Mga bakla daw, walang level 1 warla. Palaging level 10 agad, no? The stage of public life and the spotlight will be unforgiving and will eventually showcase and even amplify negative character and evil intentions. If not sooner, definitely later. Ulitin ko. The stage of public life and the spotlight will be unforgiving and will not be forgetting. And will eventually showcase and even amplify negative character and evil intentions. If not sooner, definitely later. Meron lang talaga iba, makapal ang mukha. Kaya kahit lumantad na ang kanilang tunay na pagkatao, lalo na sa gobyerno, dead ma! Diba? Siya pa rin ang reyna o hari. There is nothing hidden that will not come to light, especially for those who think that the stage of public life, the platform of advocacy, and the spotlight cast upon them are things and spaces to be exploited for their own soul benefit. No? Ba't ko sinasabi yan? Kasi may, sa lahat naman, hindi lang naman sa LGBT community, no? In any place, government, church, no? Anywhere. May punta tayo sa konteksto ng LGBT. In the LGBT movement, merong ganyan. Merong ganyan. People who do not wish to develop character, gusto lang tumayo on stage. Gusto mo magningning. Therefore, patiently develop your character and values and your capacity to be self-aware. Develop your character by learning from mentors and teachers. Meron din yan. Gusto ka agad maging leader sa kung saan man, pero hindi willing maging makinig sa mga mentor o sa mga mas naunang mga leaders. Diba? Meron ba niyan? Sa lahat ng lugar, di ba? Hindi lang naman sa LGBT community. Pero meron sa LGBT community. Diba? So develop your character by learning from mentors and teachers, learning from historical events and experiences. Oh, ang haba sa mga nandito kanina ba nung nag-start ang haba ng introduction ng mga reminders, 'di ba? Those were learnings from historical events and experiences of this church. And some of those, hindi nga history, recent lang eh, last year lang, may mga ganyan, di ba? Name drop? Charot. So learn from the events and experiences of history. Learning also, developing character means learning from your own BS and from your own mistakes. Matuto na tayo, akla, sa sarili nating kagagahan. Also, learning from other people's kagagahan. Tama? Tama? Tama. Kung pwede namang hindi na pagdaanan at huwag mo nang i-commit. Pero kasi meron talaga kailangan maging gaga talaga, di ba? To those who develop character through service with or without recognition. Those who develop their sense of self, character values, and sharp self-awareness are the ones who will truly and naturally shine and be recognized nang walang much effort. Later, may chika ako dyan pa. Later. Develop your skills and critical thinking. Second na kailangan mong i-develop. Siyempre, hindi naman puro character lang. Medyo kulang kung puro character. Pero walang skills and critical thinking. Hindi pwedeng miss friendship lang, then wale na. Kaya nga, maski pageants, hindi tayo sa pageants, maski sa pageants, some of them may pa-talent portion, tama? Oh. May pa-question and answer. Hindi pwedeng puro ganda at pa-friendship lang si akla. Dapat talentado at brainy rin, tama? Tama. Ang ating pakikibaka ay nangangailangan ng mga gagampan, maglilingkod at maglilid na mayroong kakayanan, talento at talino kasama ang character. Hindi pwedeng puro mema lang. At dinadaan lang sa pa-photo op. Develop what is uniquely your skills and your intellectual capacity. Know what you are good at that the world desperately needs. No, nabanggit ko na yan before. One way to know your calling, diba? So mga Kristiyano na naniniwalang may bulong ang Holy Spirit, may calling kayo, na hindi necessarily magpastor. Calling is what is your particular skill or talent or gift that can meet the need of the world, a desperate need of the world. Doon daw yung calling. Know what you are good at that the world desperately needs. That the LGBTQI+ movement desperately needs to push our shared justice work. Dito, I also want to re-echo kanina nag-discussion about Paul. Re-echo Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians when he talks about the variety of gifts, talents, and functions in the community. At nagtatanong si Paul, are all apostles? Are all preachers? Are all prophets? No. Each according to the gifts that the Spirit in accordance to the larger and wider work of the community. No? So, ano ang gift nyo? Ano yung skill nyo? I-develop nyo. At ito ba ay makakatulong sa mundong desperately nangangailangan? Sa LGBT movement na nangangailangan ng talent nyo. O, punta na tayo sa pangalawa. Yung una, develop yourself. And pangalawa, know when to shine and not to shine within the larger movement. Alamin kung kailan magliwanag at hindi magliwanag. Whatever you do, whatever you say, and how you do and say things, and when, you should always consider this from the bigger picture. It's natin? Always consider the bigger picture. Always consider the bigger movement. Okay? Ang ating focus ay yung mission na inaatang sa atin at bahagi tayo. Ano ang mission ng LGBT movement? Equal rights. Equal rights. So, sige, doon na lang. Bukod doon, justice. Baka mga Miss Universe, ano? Justice in what way? Freedom. In what way? Free to be me. Live to the fullest of our potential. Thank you, Miss Davao. Ay, hindi Davao. Davao ka ba? Bukod noon. And Cotabato. Diba? So, ano ang rason ng Pride Month? Ano ang mission ng Pride Month? Ano ang mission ng Pride Movement, ng LGBT Movement? Always consider that in anything that we do. As LGBT organizations, as someone who claims to be an LGBT activist or LGBT advocate, dapat nakakonsider doon. Okay? Kaya tayo nagvo-volunteer, kaya tayo nagiging leader, kaya tayo nagsasalita o tumatayo sa harapan, sa simbahan or sa advocacy, it is because of the mission, the vision, and the goals of the organization or the movement in the larger work of the movement. No? For example, magpangalan ako ng ilan. Oh, halimbawa sa HASH, ba si Dale, member din ng HASH. Love Yourself, or sa Pantay LGBT. Magvo-volunteer ka doon kasi you firmly believe sa unique na work ng organization na yon. Tama? Yung unique nilang ginagawa that contributes to the larger movement. And hindi naman dapat na papasok ka sa isang organisasyon dahil para maging star ka ng Pasko sa organization na yon. Tama? Tamang mali? Ang maling tama. To shine your light, you need to consider the bigger reasons within the bigger space. Itanong mo sa sarili mo palagi kung ikaw ba ang dapat mag-shine on a specific space, event, situation, project, or group of people. Yung particular skills mo ba ang nararapat para doon? Hindi yung ang sa tingin mo sa organization or sa simbahan ay stepping stone to be someone. At pag hindi mo nakuha sa kahit na saan, magtatayo ka sa sarili mong organisasyon. Tapos one man, one woman, one person organization. Sa mga familiar dyan sa LGBT movement, meron bang mga one-person organization? Meron. Diba? Wala akong pinangalanan, ha? Doon sa masamang part na yon. Ang pinangalanan ko, yung pinangalanan ko kanina, mga maayos yun. Mamaya, mabash ako ng mga friends natin sa HASH or sa Love Yourself. Ayan. Okay. So, I'm not saying it is not ano to? I'm not saying it is not... Okay. Parang nawala yung grammar ko doon. I'm not saying that it is not about becoming someone. Okay? But if you are looking at becoming someone, you are looking at and thinking of it in a wrong way. And you are looking at it, you are looking at the wrong things. Kasi mas nagpo-focus ka doon sa magandang mesa o sa magandang candle holder kung saan feeling mo ikaw dapat yung nagniningning mag-isa. Kesa doon sa rason kung bakit sila nagniningning sa mesa o candelabra kung saan sila nilagay. So dapat honest and humble and careful tayo sa mga invitations. Ito, another situation. So dapat honest, humble, and careful tayo sa mga invitations. Or mismong tayo presenting ourselves for something kung nabubulagan lang naman pala tayo ng need to be seen and validated. Okay? Kasi ending niyan, baka mapahiya ka. Mapahiya ka lang din kasi when the time comes, you are not equipped for the role or the task. O kaya naman, hilaw ka pa. At hindi, accountability. Naalala ko yung isang CNN Philippines interview before the pandemic ng isang doktor. So may isang medical doctor in-invite sa CNN Philippines i-interviewin about HIV and AIDS. No? So in-interview siya. Hindi ko na matandaan ano yung specialization niya. Pero it was obvious na hindi yun ang specialization niya. Hindi siya nag-work sa community na yon, wala siyang alam sa community na yon. And so, sobrang tsaka talaga nung interview. And he was talking about things that was absolutely unrelated or barely related to HIV and AIDS. Tapos dinaan niya sa mga very medical terms. TV interview. So, ang nangyari, within a few hours, kasi nag-comment din ako dun eh, at marami sa HIV community na nakita, no? So within a few hours, tinake down yung interview kasi siyempre magiging recorded interview siya, di ba? Tinake down nila, hindi ko matanda kung nag-apologize yung CNN. Pero ang daming HIV advocates ang nag-ano doon, no? Anong point niyan? And so the interview was a disaster. Na-call out yung CNN, na-call out din yung doctor. Yung doctor din, kung textbook lang ang alam mo at hindi ka naman na-involve sa medical work and the community work ng HIV and AIDS, bakit ka magpapa-interview? Hindi porket doctor ka, 'di ba? Kasi may mga specializations 'yan eh. Bakit ka magpapa-interview? Bakit hindi ka nag-refer ng ibang kakilala mong doktor who is in the field? Bakit? Ego and the desire to be interviewed by CNN. Know when you are not the right light to shine in a given space, situation, or event. Baka instead na makatulong yung liwanag mo, ang ending, mapaso ka, mapaso ang iba, at mapaso ang ating movement. On the matter of shining in the right place and right situation, for the right reasons. If you are given the space, binigyan ka ng space, ikaw yung tamang tao. You are given the platform, the role where you and your skills can shine. Do so excellently as best as you can. Pag ibinigay naman sa iyo, live up to it. Live up to the role. Live up to the invitation. Use it for the optimum effect. If the mantle of leadership is given to you, panindigan at patunayan mo. For when much is given, much is expected and demanded. Hindi yung volunteer ka o leader ka tapos hindi ka gagampan and you do not put your heart into it. Tama? When it is your time to shine and you are the right one for it, blaze. Magliyab ka, mag-alab ka. But have the awareness and the humility to know that leadership, volunteer work, or to represent your organization, whatever it is a privilege given to you for a short period of time. Your position of power, your speaking engagement, and the event that showcase your creativity will never last. Being a pastor or a leader is given and not something you deserve or own. Other people, institutions are the ones who call you leader. Ilang beses ko na yan sinabi sa ibang mga preaching. Ibang tao ang magsasabi na leader ka. Hindi, ibang tao ang magsasabing pastor ka. Hindi mo pwedeng sabing pastor ka, wala kang parokya. One-man church. Pastor-pasturan. O simbahan kayo, pero puro kayo pastor. Walang members. Meron yan? Meron. Saan located? Ah, charot. Huwag na natin. Redacted. Yan. O maski sa, di ba, maski sa, balikan natin, corporate na lang, kapitalista, pinopromote mo sarili mo? Hindi, di ba? Sa mga kumpanya, you get promoted. Someone else promotes you. Because they see your potential, they see your skill, they see your good character. Tama po, HR? Diba sa HR? Sige, ano? Wala naman na po promote. Ako, ako na. Walang ganon, di ba? You get promoted by someone else. The company promotes you. So when you're given the role, the position, or the platform, use it for the best. Use it to advance justice work. Use it for the good of the people. Or kung sa kumpanya, for kung sino man yung magiging subordinates mo. Use it also for their good. Wala namang masama kung i-develop mo yung sarili mo while in the process. At mas lalo ka pang matututo basta't hindi excessive at hindi in a way na ine-exploit mo ang ibang tao or mga subordinates mo dun sa iyong position. At hindi detrimental dun sa bigger picture, dun sa bigger mission. To shine your light, we need to know when, where, and how to best shine our light and when not to. Always considering the mission, the vision, or the bigger picture. May this be in church, may this be in your company, may this, kahit nga sa mag-jowa eh. Dapat ba ikaw yung star o dapat siya? Diba? Know when to shine your light. And always consider the mission and the bigger picture. Last, pangatlo. Let others shine with you and after you. You can never have too much light in darkness. All lights are welcome to contribute. Your light is not dimmed, hindi nababawasan ang pagliliwanag mo when there's other lights shining. And it is necessary to have other lights who will shine after you have been totally spent. It is so egotistical and also leadership unbecoming if you think na ikaw lang ang dapat na magningning sa simbahan, sa advokasya, sa trabaho, sa magkakaibigan, o sa pamilya. It is so egotistical to think na pwede mong ma-outshine ang iba. May kanya-kanya tayong galing, talino at kapasidad na may kanya-kanyang moment of shining. Di ba? May kanya-kanya tayong moment of shining. Saka meron din naman kasi ayaw naman talaga mag-shine. Kasi baka hindi naman yun yung calling. Di ba? Yung tinatawag backstage. Martha. Di ba? Si Martha. May kanya-kanyang moment of shining at paraan ng shining. We have to celebrate this. We have to appreciate the light of each person and what light they offer to our lives, our communities, to our church, and to our advocacy. Let us all not think that we will be the one to shine forever and ever more. We have to search out, recognize, nurture, and feed the light of younger ones gently and patiently with some space for certain mistakes and failures. Kasi dun lang din sila matututo sa kanilang own failures and mistakes, which will refine them the same way that you have been refined when you were younger. And if we want our light to shine continually, magtuloy-tuloy yung pagliliwanag long after we are gone, we can only do so when we pass on some of our light to the next generation of queer Christians, queer pastors, allies and friends, and other activists and advocates. Closing spiel. Haba na naman eh. Shine your light and let your goodness be seen, Jesus says. Pagliwanagin ang sarili sa kabuuan at katotohanan ng kung sino ka at anuman ang maibabahagi sa mga iba at mga aba. Magliwanag sa pamamagitan ng paglilingkod, pakikisangkot at pakikibahagi. Sabi nga ni Ricky Lee, kahit paminsan-minsan lang. Huwag saralinin at angkinin ang spotlight o mga malawak na entablado. Alamin kailan at saan ka dapat magliwanag. Kilalanin ang liwanag ng iba. Magliwanag ng magkakasama. Magliwanag sa paggampan. Ipasa ang liwanag ng mabuting balita at pakikibaka. Bigyang chance na magliwanag din ang mga kabataang akla na magpapatuloy after natin. The same way kung paanong tayo nagpapatuloy ng mga lola natin. Let us continue to fight for our rights by shining our light together with the light of others. Ipaglaban ang kulayaan sa pag-aalab ng sarili at sa pag-aalab ng iba. Magningning, magpaningning. Magningning, magpaningning. Ready na kayo magningning? Pride Month. Willing kayo magliwanag? Magliyab? Shine, Jesus, shine. So ipaglaban natin ang ating kulayaan ng magkakasamang at makukulay na magliwanag. In Jesus' name.